I want to look at something tonight, if God will be our help, and I appreciate this day. This is a very special day. If we had never had Christmas, we'd never had an opportunity for salvation. You realize that? Without Christ being born as that sacrificial lamb, Brother Jeff, we would have died and went to hell without any hope. If we'd been living here today, Ms. Court, we'd have been living without hope. Amen. We'd have been sinful men dying without any hope. But praise God, Jesus came on that first Christmas morn and born in a manger in Bethlehem. But I want to look just a minute. If you turn with us to Luke chapter 1, you don't have to stand up. I'm going to go through this tonight. We all the time look at the birth of Christ, and we look at we always look at Luke chapter 2 and the birth of Christ and the coming into Bethlehem and leaving Nazareth and the ride on the donkey. We always think about those things, but sometimes we miss so many times that led up to that. And I want to just look at that tonight with you for a few minutes, if God will be our help. I got to reading through it. I've read through it a bunch of times this year as I'm preparing. And as I begin to look at this, I begin to see Dr. Luke writing this and pinning this down. I see Dr. Luke, they said, and theologians say that Dr. Luke, he didn't just write a bunch of stuff down, but he actually took a physical account, amen, and he went and asked, and people would tell him, well, this is what happened. This is the way it played out. And he had asked this one and that one, and he got all the details accurate before he pinned it down. And Dr. Luke begins to write it down for us, and he begins to tell us. And it's a magnificent thing when Dr. Luke begins to tell this story. You think about a doctor telling this story. You ever think about maybe, have you ever thought about your doctor telling the story of Jesus? Telling about this situation, how it took place? Could you imagine your doctor telling you that? Amen, today. But in Luke chapter 1, in verse 26... the Bible says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. Now, I want you to notice that, praise God. That it was an angel Gabriel, and he was sent from God. God says, Gabriel, praise God, it's time. Amen? Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad for that moment in time, praise God, in the sixth month that the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Amen. God had a plan. He sent Gabriel to Nazareth, to not to just Nazareth, but to a little virgin maiden. Amen. Now the little Jewish girls, amen, they for years they had been keeping themselves pure. They had been keeping us looking to be that vessel that God would choose. To see, prophecy had said, hey, listen, the Messiah is coming. He's going to be born of a virgin. Amen? So those ladies, those little maidens were keeping themselves pure, looking to be that vessel that God would greatly use. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine? Amen? Looking to be used of God. I wonder about today. Are we looking to be used of God? Young people today, they're not looking to be used of God. Hey, us older folks aren't looking to be used of God. Well, what if we got in our mindset and we wanted to be used of God? Amen? And he said, an angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Amen? So the angel Gabriel, he comes into her and he says, hail, thou that art highly favored. Amen? See, God had been looking down on all these little old maidens all through time, and he finally one day, praise God, he said, this one is it. I don't know about you, that's exciting to me. That's exciting. And then he said, blessed art thou among, he didn't say above women, amen. He said, blessed art thou among women. Why? Because she was going to be blessed. She was going to be used mightily of God. Same way God wants to use us today if we'll let Him. Amen. And said, when she saw Him, she was troubled at His saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Can you imagine Mary, little maiden girl, she's there in Nazareth. Now Nazareth is a little bitty place still. Amen. It's still not a big place. When I was over there 12 years ago, it's still a little bitty place. just a few places, just a little place on the hill, kind of about the size of the town of Weaverville, maybe. Not real big. But this is where this little maiden girl was. An angel from the Lord, praise God, came down to where she was. But I want to say praise God today. The angel, praise God, of God is still speaking, coming down to men today. He's still coming down to where we're at. No matter where you're at, praise God, and blessing your heart, touching your soul, giving you help, encouraging you, telling you, praise God, what you need to know, and giving you what you need for the journey. Amen. He said, the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Amen. So the angel comes down to Mary. She's there, and I guess she's trying to wonder what kind of salutation, what kind of a greeting this is. See, a lot of people that time, they believe, praise God, if you've seen God, if you've seen the very presence of God, that you went out of here. Amen. That you couldn't see God and live. Amen. Or anything about God and live. So she's wondering, you know, she's afraid. Because, hey, she said, you might see him. See, when I'm going to see this, and then I'm going to go out of here. But he said, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. I would to God that we could find favor with God. Amen. We ever find favor with God, we get lined up with Him, praise God. Things will be good. Amen. And he said, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and like he is, and shalt call his name Jesus. Amen. She said, you're going to conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus, Joshua. He said it's that Hebrew name for Savior. Amen. Said you're going to call this baby when he's born, you're going to call him Jesus, the Savior of the world. Amen. And this name Jesus, because of this name Jesus, in days ahead, praise God, because of the name of Jesus, the Bible says in the name of Jesus, people will be healed. In the name of Jesus, demons will be cast out. In the name of Jesus, praise God, sins will be forgiven. Amen. Why is the world so terrified of this name Jesus? Because there's power in the name of the Lord. Amen. There's power in that blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, don't ever be ashamed of Jesus, because, praise God, you get to proclaiming it from your heart. Praise God. There's power to overcome, praise God, every obstacle. That's why the devil fights it so. That's why the devil don't want us to proclaim the name of Jesus, because there's power in that name. Amen. Praise the Lord. It rubs the devil the wrong way. Amen. The devil don't like the name of Jesus. Praise God. The demons of hell quake and shiver at the very name of Jesus. Amen. Said the devils would quake and they'd say, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? Amen. Demons of hell knew the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, they did, and they still do today. Amen. But can you imagine? He tells, hey, now this is the angel. He's talking to her, and this little maiden. And he tells her about this man Jesus. So thou shalt call his name Jesus. Verse 32 says, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High, Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Amen. He said, "This you're going to call him Jesus. He's going to have power that surpasses any power in this world." And praise God, he said, he's going to be great. That's what tore the Pharisees up so bad. These religious crowd, amen, kind of like today, the religious crowd, praise God, they want to dress up, they want you to see them, they want you to send you money to them, they want you to recognize them. Amen. Praise God. I hope you never see me. I hope you just see Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like the precious Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He said he shall be great, praise God. And I want to say today, if you'll let him, he'll be great in your heart. Amen. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. He's the Son of the Most High God. Amen. The Lord God of glory. Not a son of one of these false gods. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Now listen to what it says, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Amen. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, the Bible says that he said, hey, David, he said, I'm going to give you a kingdom, praise God, not a prosperity, but a kingdom, praise God, that'll last forever. Amen? He said, I'm going to give you a kingdom, praise God, that'll never be taken away. He said, I'm going to give you a promise of an eternal kingdom. Amen? We received that, praise God, some 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the world. Amen. He offered us up the kingdom, praise God. He offers us a kingdom that's forever and eternal. Praise God. He said, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Can you imagine in her mind how confusing this could be? She said, I'm a spouse to Joseph, but I've never knew a man. How can I conceive in my womb and have a son and name him Jesus, amen, without a man? She said, that's kind of hard to, but you know what? I'm glad old Dr. Luke decided to pin it down. See, Dr. Luke, he knew the anatomy of the human being. And he knew all about conception, how it takes place. He knew what had to transpire in order to come into being. But Dr. Luke says that even this little maiden who God was using wondered in herself how this could be. Amen? Could you imagine her confusion? But then the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Amen? Therefore, also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now I want you to see this. This is no small miracle that's taking place here. Dr. Luke knew exactly what took place in the human anatomy, and he said, hey, this is no small miracle that was taking place. He said, you need to see what took place, praise God, what God was able to accomplish. Amen. That God was able to accomplish. He said that the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee, and therefore also that holy thing, amen, the Lord Jesus, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. Now that first Adam, he was born of the dust of the earth. He was created of God, created by God. Amen. The second Adam was born a sinless man in this world. He came from his heavenly Father. Amen. Not from an earthly father. Amen. He come from a perfect bloodline of a perfect God. He come from a bloodline, praise God, that didn't have no sin. He come from a bloodline, praise God, that was pure and chaste. He come from a bloodline that wasn't of this world. He come from a bloodline that was pure enough, amen, to cover the sins of the world. Mine and yours, praise God, and everybody else's in the whole world. He came to seek and to save that was lost and cover them by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. He came from a pure bloodline, a sinless bloodline, a faultless bloodline, a line that was undefiled. Praise God. Amen. That was pure and chaste. Praise the Lord. That's the God we serve. That's who came to earth, praise God, to be the Savior of men. Amen. He said that power is going to come from on high, from the God of glory. And he said, it's not going to be like that first Adam. The second Adam, praise God, he said he's going to be pure and chaste. He's going to have a pedigree that's pure. Amen? With no defilement in it. And I like how the Holy Spirit of God, how Luke writes this down in the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He writes it down. He said, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. Amen? Now, have you ever noticed how God will reinforce you and He'll reassure you of things? Huh? Has there ever been anytime in your doubt that, you know, things would come up and you'd begin to doubt? And amen, all of a sudden the God just stepped up and He just began to give glory to God, that blessed assurance. Amen? Just say, you know what? You know, God is able. That's what He does here. Dr. Luke says, Mary, he said, your cousin Elizabeth's up there. And said, she hath conceived a son in her old age. Amen. So what he's talking about is probably past her regular childbearing age. Amen. She'd been always well, but praise God, it never happened. And he said, this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Amen. Now, Dr. Luke, maybe he had examined her. Maybe he'd give her the examination. He said, you know what? I don't know what's wrong, but you just can't get pregnant. You can't have no children. And all of a sudden, praise God, Elizabeth, he gets a word down through the pike. He says, you know what? Oh, Elizabeth, Zechariah's wife, she's pregnant, praise God. She's conceived, and she's going to have a son. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine the excitement? He said that one that was barren, and said who was barren? Like verse 37, I underlined this a long time ago. He said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. When they begin to doubt, praise God, how in the world some little old maiden girl got pregnant without a husband. Praise God, they knew it had to be some kind of wickedness. But he said, no, it's not wickedness. It's the power from on high. Amen. A perfect conception, praise God, from a holy God of glory. But I like what Mary does. Amen. Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord. She said, Lord, she said, here I am. Amen. For you know, if we ever going to do anything for God, first thing we got to do is make ourselves available. Amen. The ever a prophet, ever person that's ever done anything for God, first thing they had to do is make themselves available. Amen. First thing you got to do is make yourself available. She said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. An angel departed from her. Now I want you to notice the risk that Mary took. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine the confidence, the faith it had in God to have to step out like this little maiden did? The risk that she put herself in. The ridicule that could have been there for her. The risk of maybe being put away and never marrying at all. Amen. The risk of her family shunning her and casting her out to fend for herself. The risk of having to beg maybe for your food and for sustenance. Praise God for your body. To the point of maybe even to have to get into prostitution or something in order to survive. I mean, it was a tremendous risk that she was taking when she said, here I am. Amen. Behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, sometimes these risks that we take when we step out on faith for God, amen, there's some people that's not going to like it. The world's not going to like it. People around us not going to like it. Our co-workers won't like it. But praise God, God will like it. And God will bless you. And He'll lift you to higher places than you've ever been before. Amen. Step out on faith. Say, Lord, here I am. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm just talking about her willing obedience. Her willing obedience just to mind the Lord. To say, Lord, here I am. Amen. And the Bible says, and Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. Amen. And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Now I like this right here. Praise the Lord. He said, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, that the babe, now that babe's old John Baptist. Amen. That old babe, John Baptist. He said, the babe leapt in his mother in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, praise God. I would say there was some rejoicing down inside that little old mother. Praise God. Hey, she knew the magnificent power of God. She knew the delivering hand. She knew the rejoicing of a mother, praise God, who had never been before. But praise God, because of God's mercy and His grace and His love, praise God, had allowed her, amen, to conceive. Bible says, and she spake out with a loud voice. And said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Amen. Praise God. She was rejoicing in her soul. Praise God. Oh, John Baptist was a leaping for joy. Praise God. In the presence of the Holy God. You say, well, preacher, that Jesus ain't even born yet. I'll tell you what I believe. On that conception day, praise God, I believe the angels were rejoicing in glory. Amen. Praise God. He said, whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Amen. Amen. They was rejoicing in the heart of Elizabeth. Praise God. She recognized God revealed to her. Praise God, that the promised Messiah. Amen. He had been planted in the womb of little Mary. Amen. Praise God by the Father on high. And she in her rejoicing. You know what rejoicing is, by the way? That's the verb form of joy. Amen. We get to rejoice and praise God because of joy down in our hearts. You know why we can't rejoice much no more? Praise God, because there's no joy down in our hearts. If we ever get joy down in our heart, hey, some rejoicing will come out. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we come in here all full of doom and gloom. Praise God. On Sunday morning, you couldn't get an amen. Praise God. If you started with a stick, I told the fellas the other day, leave that little old bear right there. Praise God. He's got his hands up praising God. And hey, if I need an amen, I'll just point to the bear and say, hey, man, can I have a witness? Amen. Praise the Lord. Nobody else will. Praise God. That little old bear's a reaching to glory. He praise God. Amen. Hey, we ought to, what do you say? I'm saying we ought to come in with rejoicing in our heart. Praise God. Knowing what God done for us on that first Christmas Eve. All because of the obedience of one little maiden. Amen. You say, well, but preacher, what if she had rejected? God would have chose another. Amen. But he didn't. Because he had picked her out. He said, you are highly favored. Why do you suppose God said she was highly favored? Because he knows the heart. And he knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. And he knew that Mary, praise God, would be a receptive vessel. Amen. How did he know that? Because the way she walked, the way she talked, how she kept herself pure. Amen. He knew that was the one. Praise the Lord. And Elizabeth, she begins to magnify God. Said, whence is this? He said, how did I get the honor of you coming to me? Amen. The mother of my Savior, praise God. Praise the Lord. The mother of my Lord should come to me. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leapt in my womb with rejoicing. Amen. That's what he was doing, praise, for joy. Amen. Hey, there was something in old John Baptist, praise God, when he was still in Elizabeth's womb, and he was full of the Holy Ghost of God, and he was leaping for joy. He was praising the Savior, praise God, that he was in the presence of. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord God, how much more should we in the presence of a living Savior? Praise God, it's already died for the sins of the world. And she said, and blessed is she that believed. Amen. How was Mary able to accept what God, how was she able to be that obedient servant to God? Because she believed God. Amen. How we can be that obedient servant to God if we believe God. Hey, God's got a purpose and a plan for every life in here, praise God, if we'll just believe Him. Trust Him and make ourselves available. Praise the Lord. And blessed is she that believed, for thou shalt be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now, praise God, that's faith. Elizabeth said, I don't know all the details about what God told you. Amen. Said, but I know what's going to take place. What He told you is going to take place. Amen. He said, hey, if God told you, if there's a promise God's made you in this blessed old book, praise God, you can take her to the bank. God will do His part. Amen. He will fulfill His work all the way, jot to the tot and the tittle, praise God, to the dot and the tittle, all the way to the end of the way. Amen. It will be fulfilled. Praise God. Said, there shall be a performance so saying, which told her from the Lord. And then Mary can't contain herself no more. See, I think that Mary got up there and she went up to see Elizabeth and maybe she had done submit herself to the Lord. She knew it. She believed God. And she went up there and praise God. When Mary gave the salutation, she said, "Hey, Elizabeth!" Amen. Can you just see it? She comes in through the door, praise God, throws the curtain aside and goes in. Said, "Ain't Elizabeth?" Said, "It's Mary." Amen. And praise God, old Mary, Ain't Elizabeth, praise God, cousin Elizabeth. She come out there praising God. She said, "Hey, praise God, praise God. It's so good to see you." So I know what's taking place. Amen. You don't even have to tell me. And old Mary, I think she said, soon as I heard your salutation. Now Mary's a sinner, she's a taking this sin. See, Mary was mindful of things, and she pondered them in her. Bible said she ponders things in her heart. Amen. She thinks about the things of God. She meditates on the things of God. It'd do us good to do that. Especially in the day and hour that we live. We're so busy, and we got so many gadgets, and we don't have time to ponder on God. Because we got to catch one more text. Amen. But I believe as Mary was there, now this is just me, but I believe the Bible tells us when Mary was there, and the angel Lord Gabriel had done told her, said that your cousin Elizabeth, she's conceived in her old age. Amen. She's going to bring forth a son. Amen. And then when Elizabeth's there, and she said, hey, said, when I heard your salutation, said, the babe left in my womb. And I believe when she said that, I believe old Mary cut loose. And she's, oh, glory to God. It's true. It's true. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to be I know for surety now. The Holy Ghost showed me. I'm going to be a vessel unto the Lord. Amen. She cuts loose. And the Bible says, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Amen. She said, hey, I got it now, praise God. What God said was happened has come to pass. Amen. All the doubts taken out of the way. Amen. Yeah, you know what? If we could get all the doubt out of our way, praise God, God answer our prayer. Amen. If we could get all the doubt out of the way, just believe the Lord. Said, my soul. She said, Mary says here, she says, every fiber of my being. Amen. Every fiber of my being, that person, that the emotion, the feelings, the passions, the affection, everything in my body, praise God, that I have that makes me who I am, praise God. She said, every bit of it magnifies God. She said, I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. That verb sense of joy, praise God, the joy has filled her to overflowing, and she's rejoicing. Amen. Lord, if we could come to a place of rejoicing, if we could ever get to the place of joy, praise God, and get to the place of rejoicing, we have us a time. Amen. Thing is just how much you want it. Praise the Lord. She says, and my spirit hath, here it is, rejoiced in God. Amen. My Savior. Praise the Lord. She said, I'm just full to overflowing of joy from God. Amen. Said, God has fulfilled His promises. God has done His part. She said, I get to be a part of it. Amen. You know what? Every time there's a soul saved, praise God, and we've witnessed and we've talked to them, we've planted that seed, we're a part of that salvation. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. You know, preacher, we can't win them to the Lord. We can win them to the Lord. We can go plant those seeds. Amen. Brother Bill come by and he'll say he'll water that. Brother Rex will come along and he'll water a little more, praise God, and God will give the increase. Why? Because there's nothing impossible with God. All things are possible with God. Amen. And she says, my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. Amen. She said, I've been energized, praise God, with an energy that I've never felt before. Says it comes from on high. And then notice, I want you to notice the rest of verse 48 through 55. This is Mary's song. She sings this, praise God. Can you just imagine her singing this from the very depths of her soul? Praise and magnifying God. She says, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Now she's not bragging. Mary's not bragging at all. She's just claiming the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Hey, listen. Hey, when God does something for us, when He moves in a magnificent way and we get to tell it, that ain't bragging. Amen. It's just claiming, praise God. It's just rejoicing in the blessing. Right? She wasn't bragging at all. She was rejoicing in the blessing. Amen. Said, for he hath done to me great things, and holy is His name. She's magnifying and lifting Him up. She said, and His mercy is on them that fear Him from generation to generation. What truth! Said, He hath showed strength with His arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He hath sent away empty. He had hope in the servant, his servant Israel, amen, in remembrance of his mercy as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Now, you see what she plants this out here. She says, God is the champion, not only of the... He's a champion of the people. He's a champion of the poor. He's a champion of the depressed. He's a champion of the despised. Praise God. He said, God is the champion of men. Praise God. She magnifies and gets... We ever get the rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Magnify Him, lift Him up for who He is. Praise God. We'll realize who God is. God will begin to bless us like He does this little maiden. Amen. And the Bible says that... God's a champion of these people, and said, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. You know, back then it wasn't nothing to go somewhere. And a lot of times it was so far away, they would go and they'd stay for a week or 2 weeks or months or 3 months. Amen? I believe she stayed there until John Baptist was born. See, Elizabeth was 6 months. Amen? She stayed 3 months. I bet they was rejoicing on that day. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the shine that they pitched when old John Baptist broke forth? Praise the Lord. Oh, Elizabeth glorifying God, magnifying the Lord of glory. Can you just imagine? But the Bible says that because this little old Dr. Luke, he said, let me just paint you a picture. He said, this little old maid, this little virgin maiden, amen, she loved the Lord. And she was looking for His appearing. Amen. Hey, listen, the Jew today is still looking for His appearing. They're looking for the Messiah. Amen. They're still looking with hope for the Messiah. But we know that He came and that He was born of Mary. Came into this world a spotless Lamb of God, born in a little stable, a little filthy stable in Bethlehem, Euphrates. Amen. As the precious Lamb of God. Grew up and died for the sins of the world. And we know, Brother Bill, now that He's sitting on the right hand of the Father in all His glory and all His splendor, sitting to make intercession for me and you. And this little maiden, sometimes we neglect so many times. Amen. We don't lift her up. We lift up her God and her Savior. She said, my spirit's rejoicing because of God, my Savior. What He done for me. See, she wasn't perfect, but she had a perfect God. See, we're not perfect today, but we've got a perfect God. We've got a perfect Savior. This little woman, she made herself available. Amen. She made herself available, and God done the rest. He planted the seed. He just like us today. We plant, amen. We plant the seed, and He waters. He gives the increase. Amen. This little maiden, we remember on Christmas. Because of the great, great things that took place afterwards when she brought into the world a son. And the Bible said they named Him Jesus, Savior. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad that He did? Ain't you glad He come into the world? I'm glad He come the way that He did. Because the way He came, there's no doubt. Amen. There's no doubt that He's the Savior of mankind. Praise the Lord. I thank Him tonight.